Multiple motions put forward by a St. Albert City Councillor to stave off impending tax increases in the 2023 RMR budget and beyond were shot down by Council this month. Count. Shelley Bierminski put forward 3 motions, a 4th was rescinded after Council discussion, intended to reduce the repair, maintenance, and replacement, RMR, budget in 2023 and beyond. Council has directed the city to whittle down a projected 7% 2023 tax increase and present options within a 3-5% increase during fall budget deliberations. Changes to the RMR budget do not have a direct tax impact. I'm digging in the weeds because we need to be digging in the weeds, Bierminski said during the June 7 City Council meeting in defense of the motions. The first motion, which was defeated with only Bierminski in favor, would have removed the utilities master plan, UMP, scheduled to be completed in 2024. Regan Lefebvre, the city's senior manager of utilities, told council that although the last UMP was completed in 2021, the land St. Albert acquired through the recent Sturgeon County annexation was a driving force behind the need to complete another UMP. UMPs are usually completed every 5 years, Lefebvre said. The UMP completed in 2021 was originally scheduled to be completed in 2018, but was postponed due to the development of the city's municipal development plan, called Flourish. Bierminski's second motion sought to remove the $50,000 for information technology office automation set aside in the 2023 RMR budget. Joanne Graham, the city's senior manager of information technology, told council June 7 that the $50,000 is used specifically to allow for emergent needs throughout the year. An emergent need may be that an iPad needs to be acquired for a new fire vehicle that was not considered, perhaps as part of a different capital project, Graham said. The office automation funding is also used to purchase things such as software licenses or tablets, and to ensure standardized technology, Graham said. I just find that it's a fund that's only there on a first-come, first-served basis, and it's not always dedicated to those who always need it, Bierminski said during the council meeting. The motion was defeated with only Bierminski in favor. Bierminski's third motion sought to remove $50,000 from the information technology lifecycle replacement budget each year. IT services perform lifecycle replacement per council policy CFS01. In the policy, as exists, mobile telephones are replaced every 2 years, laptops, tablets, rugged devices every 3 years, so everything's replaced fairly often compared to what I'm used to in the private sector, Bierminski said. During debate on the motion, Ken McKay said, "We're getting down into the weeds. Yes, we can say we're going to replace them every 2 years, but, I've had this, cell phone, since I was elected in 2017. These are just guidelines that are put forward by our subject matter experts that work within the city and know what our system needs are, know what the equipment needs are," McKay said. Natalie Jolie echoed McKay's comment, saying, "In my 4.5 years I think this is the most in the weeds that I've ever seen this council get. I really think our plans need to support the sustainability and the success of our municipality." Mayor Kathy Herron also voiced concerns on the motion. "You can reduce it by $50,000, but, you're not actually directing them to not buy cell phones every 2 years," said Herron. "This is not directing policy, this is just taking $50,000 randomly out of the budget. These one-offs are just not really the appropriate way to be trying to interject what your beliefs are into our processes," Herron said. "I'm not interjecting my beliefs into this," said Bierminski. "I'm seeing it as still spending $700,000 a year on IT. That's a large amount of money." The motion was defeated, with Bierminski, Sheena Hughes, and Mike Killick in favor. A 4th motion put forward by Bierminski was to remove funding for transit bus lifecycle replacement and postpone major purchases until council knows more about how the Edmonton Metropolitan Transit Services Commission will operate. The city's transit fleet manager, Tom Kumka, told council that the 2023 funding for transit lifecycle replacement included in the RMR budget will be put towards the purchase of 5 handybuses. The motion was rescinded after council discussion. "I know sometimes that there's smaller savings in certain things and bigger savings in other things, but they all add up and that's what affects the tax base at the end of day," Bierminski said in an interview. There's been a lot of decisions over the last few years that kind of pushed tax increases forward to the next years looking forward, she said. We have been warned that there's going to be tax increases. Anything that I can find that I see as waste, that's what I want to tackle. McKay said he could see what her intentions were with the motions she attempted. I appreciate Kaun Bierminski's thoughts and her efforts to look at city money, because she's absolutely correct. We are facing some big challenges, not only in our RMR, but also in our ongoing levels of service, McKay said in an interview. This wasn't really the right process to deal with what I think her intent was around impacting the future budgets.